101.9 FM today. We're always looking for new volunteers, and we offer a free training program, so no experience in radio production is necessary. You can start your own radio show or podcast, contribute to our news collective, help us sort through music sent to us by record labels and artists, help plan events, record PSA.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
Now here's the star of this week's show, Bob Luman.
In every other song that I've heard lately, some fellow gets shot, and his baby and his best friend both die with him, as likely as not.
You say love,
it means you found your special one, and that you care enough to give your very best.
Now love is pouring through the windows, coming through the doors, and I can feel it creeping through the cracks in the floors, bouncing off the wall and the ceiling up.
Good morning, each and every one of you in downtown Kingston listening area. This here is your old host with the most, Country West Music, Johnny Whitlock. For the next 3 hours, I'd like to invite y'all into a 3-hour celebration to life and memories of none other than Bob Luman, the true country music pioneer and legend. Here on CFRC 119 FM and also throughout the greater Toronto area at www.oshawarocks.com. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
So come on home and sing the blues to daddy. But things ain't working out the way you planned.
Got to be unhappy.
Ain't got time to be unhappy. Loving you makes me want to slap my pappy. And
I ain't got time to be unhappy.
Lonely women make good lovers. They're all at the mercy of a good-looking, smooth-talking man.
Well, good morning to each and every one of you in downtown Kingston listening area, the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 119 FM and also coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. We can also be heard, yes, via www.oshawarocks.com in the old Durham County of Ontario as well. With that all mentioned, I'd like to welcome y'all into this weekend's program as we remember the legendary Bob Luman. With that mentioned, Bob was born in Black Jack, Texas, and he would have celebrated his 89th birthday. Born Robert Glenn Bob Luman on April 15, 1937, who go on to gain fame as a country music pioneer and an innovator of the rockabilly country style of music. Now, today I would like to pay tribute to him and remember his music today with a special interview with his daughter, Melissa Luman, as well. But first of all, we're going to open up today's program with the all-time classic by George Jones, the possum of country music, and Who's Gonna Fill Their Shoes. Then we'll follow with an all-time classic by Bob himself called Ain't Got Time to Be Unhappy. With that, we'll say good morning to each and every one of you listening in. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
You know, this old world is full of singers, but just a few are chosen to tear your heart out when they sing. Imagine life without them. All your radio heroes, like the outlaw that walks through Jesse's dreams. No, there'll never be another red-headed stranger, a man in black and Folsom prison blue. The Okie from Muskogee, hello, darling. Lord, I wonder who's gonna fill their shoes.
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the Opry and the Wabash Cannonball? Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you? Lord, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes.
God bless the boys from Memphis. Blue suede shoes and Elvis. Much too soon he left this world in tears. They tore up the 50s. Old Jerry Lee and Charlie. And Go Cat Go still echoes through the years. You know the heart of country music still beats in Luke the Drifter. You can tell it when he sang I Saw the Light. Old Marty, Hank and Lefty, why I can feel them right here with me on this silver eagle rolling through the night.
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the opera and the Wabash Cannonball? Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you?
Lord, I wonder.
Who's gonna fill their shoes?
Yes, I wonder who's gonna fill their shoes.
Now here's the star of this week's show, Bob Luman.
The rich man's eating with a golden spoon. The poor man's worried about him getting to the moon. They say World War III is a coming any day. But me, I couldn't care less either way. I ain't got time to be unhappy. I ain't got time to be unhappy. Loving you makes me want to slap my pappy. And I ain't got time to be unhappy. Changing every day, but things in the heart stay the same old way. Rockets to the moon and filter cigarettes ain't had no effect on my life as yet.
I ain't got time to be unhappy.
I ain't got time to be unhappy. Loving you makes me want to slap my pappy. And
I ain't got time to be unhappy.
Take my advice if you ever get blue. Find a little girl that just digs you. Live on love, let the world be. Then you can sing my little song with me.
I ain't got time to be unhappy. I
ain't got time to be unhappy. Loving you makes me want to slap my pappy.
I ain't got time to be unhappy.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we are back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. With that all mentioned, I would like to send out some special dedications as we open up today's program. With that shared, let's begin with a song going out to my beloved Mama Dawn this morning. For her, it will be an all-time classic by Cal Smith, forever remembered as the Country Bumpkin, but it will be a classic by Mama's favorite singer called Mama's Face. We'll then follow with a song going out to a very special friend of mine, and last weekend I got to take her out to a live concert out there in Morrisburg, Ontario, at the Playhouse there, and it's going to be an all-time favorite by the Plowboys, a local band, and it's going to be called I've Got Eggs. This one she'll know very well. And then we'll follow that with a song going out to my good friend Willie LaPointe of Verona, Ontario, who we also call the Mayor of Verona. For him, it'll be a classic, all-time classic called If I Could Hear Mother Pray Again. With that, I'd like to say that this one was also performed by none other than David Houston. With that, welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
My mama loved my dad for 50 years. and she worked along beside him in the fields. He never gave her much, but he gave her all he had. Dad's the only reason Mama lived. My mama's face would light up like a diamond each time my daddy walked into the room. She'd stop what she was doing and put her arms around him. That's the only world my mama knew. Mama never saw her roses bloom that year. The angels came before the robin's song. Mama said she didn't mind going on ahead, but heaven won't be heaven till daddy's home. When Mama left, she left Dad a lonely man, but he'd talk to Mama like she was still here. He'd talk about the hard times and the good times that they'd had as his old mind slipped back across the years. Daddy never plowed his fields again. He'd just sit down and wait his time to come. Then one day he said, I think I hear a choir singing. He closed his eyes and went to live with Mom. Lord, I want to thank you for the years they were here for me to love. And though it's hard to let them go, Lord, I know I'd let them go again. If I could just have been there and seen my mama's face when Dad walked in.
I just hate to let you I've got aches. I need your body next to mine, but it'll have to wait for another time. And darling, you know why I got aches.
How sweet and happy seem those days of which I dream, when memory recalls them now and then. And with that rapture sweet, my weary heart would be if I could hear my mother pray again. If I could hear my mother pray again. If I could hear her tender voice as then, so glad I'd be. T'would mean so much to me if I could hear my mother pray again. She used to pray that I, oh Jesus, would rely and always walk the shining gospel way. So trusting still his love, I seek that home above where I shall meet my mother some glad day. If I could hear my mother pray again, if I could hear her tender voice as then, so glad I'd be. 'Twould mean so much to me if I could hear my mother pray again.
I dreamed I was there in hillbilly heaven.
Hello, this is Tommy Ritter Smith, the cousin of Tex Ritter, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock here on the way back. Keep your dial tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM.
What a beautiful sight.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to take our weekly trip up into the mighty Ottawa Valley. The valley, we call it the Ottawa. With that mentioned, we'll send out a few special dedications to some dear friends and family out there in Ottawa. First of all, for Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret in Eganville, Ontario, it'll be a classic by Papa Joe Brown, the beloved father figure of the Ottawa Valley, and an all-time classic version of Saginaw, Michigan. We'll then follow with a song going out to Linda May and Vic Garbutt, and for them, it's going to be an all-time classic by none other than Hank Rivers, Henri LaRivière, and Petals of a Rose. I'd also like to wish Vic Garbutt a very happy belated birthday. His birthday was Monday past. And just a reminder that he does a program every Sunday over CJHR Valley Heritage. And then we'll follow that with an all-time classic by the Silver Fox of the Ottawa Valley. Of course, that was Ron McMunn for many years. And a song going out to all the truckers out there today. It's going to be Peter Smokey Joe from his live album. With that, I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you, and also good day to all the Valley listeners.
I was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in our house in Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay. I loved a girl in Saginaw, Michigan. The daughter of a wealthy, wealthy man. Her dad called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman. And not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm digging in this frozen ground so cold. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich and then I'll go back home and claim my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I wrote my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I said, honey, I'm a-coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a rich man. I've hit the biggest rock in Klondike history. Her dad met me in Saginaw, Michigan. He gave me a great big party with champagne. And he said, son, you're a wise, young, ambitious man. You sell your father-in-law your Klondike claim. Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold ground. The crazy fool is looking for the gold I never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him. Least of all the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan. The happiest man and wife in Saginaw, Michigan.
I'll pretend not to know that your heart has closed on me. Like the petals of a rose at evening time. You deny with your sweet lips, but I see your eyes ain't free. If he ever turns away from you, oh, please come back to me. You'll never be too far away from the corner of my heart. Reserved for just your love, my dear. In my mind, we'll never part. If the Lord above will end, and someday, do you suppose again your heart will open to me like the petals of a rose? You'll never be too far from the corner of my heart. Reserved for just your love, my dear. In my mind, we'll never part. If the Lord above will lend a hand, someday do you suppose again your heart will open to me like the petals of a rose.
Listen to the cars rolling, listen to that diesel moaning, listen to the shifting of the gears. Yes, that old truck's a-moving, and tonight we're going home. Yes, I'm second driver to Peter Smokey Jones. Well, I'm the second driver to Peter Smokey Jones. 6 days we've been gone with this heavy load. Sitting at the wheel and rolling, Peter Smokey Jones. Only one more stop to make and then we roll along. Listen to the tires rolling, listen to that diesel moaning, listen to the shifting of the gears. Yes, that old truck's a-moving and tonight we're going home. Yes, I'm second driver to Peter Smokey Jones. All right. Phantom 309. We buried them in diesel smoke back along the line. We'll all meet at Jim's place where coffee's brewed like home. 20 minutes for a stop and then we roll along. Yeah! Listen to the tires rolling, listen to that diesel moaning, listen to the shifting of the gears. Yes, this old truck's a rolling and tonight we're going home. Yes, I'm second driver. Smokey Jones.
Born beside that river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Wayback. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to a very special interview I got to do several years ago. About 5 years ago, I was introduced to a friend of mine who has become a friend of mine over the years, the daughter of the legendary Bob Lumen. With that mentioned, this interview was the first interview I ever did with Melissa Lumen in 2021. Now, following this visit, we will hear an all-time classic of Bob's called When You Say Love. So with that, let's turn back the years, 5 years now, to the fifth anniversary of our program and relive an interview with none other than the legendary daughter of the legendary singer-songwriter Bob Lumen. Here's Miss Melissa Lumen.
Thank you, Johnny.
Well, it's a pleasure to be talking to you, especially this early in the morning.
Not early for me, but no. Yes, glad to be here.
Yes. So let's go back to Blackjack, Texas, and the year 1937 your father was born. What would you say your father's early life growing up in Texas was like?
Well, since I wasn't there, they were, a poor family, like most people were, I guess, back in 1937. And his dad was a hard worker, and my grandmother stayed home at the time. And, you know, it was a very small community, tiny little community Blackjack is. There's a highway named after him.
Okay.
On Highway 21 in East Texas between Nacogdoches and Blackjack.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm sure he had an interesting little childhood.
Yes, I'd imagine. And how did your father get into music, first of all?
Well, my grandfather always played music, so I guess he grew up around it, but he just started picking up a guitar and singing and formed a band in high school called The Shadows and just did some amateur contests and played around, and next thing you know, he won a contest, and the first prize was a shot on a Louisiana hayride.
And I also understand that he had a chance to be in the Pittsburgh Pirates baseball team before.
He did. He was headed to the training camp. I think it was in Florida at the time, and he had to decide between that and a music career because he had gotten a given Cunn a contract, a record contract, mm-hmm. and he chose music.
And so you were also saying that the Louisiana Hayride was one of his first public performances.
Well, I think for his first public performance was probably, you know, all the stuff he did through high school with his local band. But his first big one was probably, the Louisiana Hayride.
I know you were young when he passed away, but did he tell you anything about the Louisiana Hayride?
No. That's just stuff we never really talked about.
First recording was in 1957. Do you remember how this came?
I think Tom Perryman produced it, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
In Texas. That's about all I know of that one.
Okay, sure. Well, let's go into... It wasn't until 3 years later that Bob, in 1960, would record the classic that you have also kept a legacy of, and that is Let's Think About Living. How did this song... Yes.
Well, it came about... My dad was doing a show in Vegas, and he wasn't getting much... The music business wasn't doing too much for him, and he had announced in the show that he was thinking about quitting and going to try baseball again.
Okay.
And in the audience were two brothers named Don and Phil Everly. And they went backstage after the show and told my dad that there was a song that Moodlow and Felice Bryant had written, and they thought it would be perfect for my dad. So next thing you know, he headed to Nashville and cut Let's Think About Living.
Okay. And that was one of his biggest hits as well.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
It was a crossover hit. Top on the country charts as well as the pop.
Yes, okay. And then in 1965, he joined the world-famous Grand Ole Opry.
He did in September.
Yeah.
He and Connie Smith were both inducted into the Grand Ole Opry as members.
And what do you think that honor meant to him?
Oh, gosh, that's everybody's dream other than to getting into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
The Grand Ole Opry is the stage that everybody strives for, and to be asked to become a member is quite the honor.
Yes, I know that, yeah. And then later on in 1968, your father, Bob, would sign with Epic Records.
Yes.
And have another one of his classics, Lonely Women Make Good Lovers.
Absolutely. That was a good one, too.
Yeah.
It went all the way up to number 4 on the country chart. Was in the movie Rain Man, which was really nice.
Yes.
Considering that was such a very famous movie, Oscar-winning movie. Mm-hmm. And, I performed that song on stage as well.
Yes, you sure do. Yes. Talking about the Grand Ole Opry, your father performed less than a week before his passing on the Grand Ole Opry.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Yes. Would you share with us what that would have been like?
Yeah, he did the Opry. He was sick. He knew that he was sick, but he went out there and gave it his all and was in the hospital the next day and then never came out.
And, of course, you were little at the time. I should ask you to share some of your memories of your father with us.
Oh, gosh. Well, he was on the road all the time, so when he was home, I'd go up in the garden and help pick vegetables with him. He was real proud of his garden, and I had horses, so he would, when he was not on the road, he would drive up to the barn and come see me ride my horses, stuff like that. And when he was home, we'd always go to dinner as a family, and then, of course, my mom cooked all the time. Fun stuff like that.
Oh. What is the second generation of performers meant to you to carry on his legacy?
Oh, it's just meant a great deal ever since Robin Young gave me the phone call to do Larry's Country Family Reunion, Larry Black's Family Reunion on RSDTV. That was when we kind of just started to get together and say, hey, let's sing the songs that made our parents famous. And we all have, kindred spirits. We all grew up with our parents who weren't home. They were out on the road working. And we all grew up the same, so we share so many stories and tears and laughter. And it just means the world to get together with all these people, my brothers and sisters.
Yes. And what are your thoughts on the modernization of country music?
Well, I'm old school. I like the old stuff. I just like the old school stuff.
It's truly where my heart is as well, yes. And I was listening to some of your father's music this morning. He had a song titled When You Say Love. How did that... Do you remember anything particular about that song?
Yes, that was written by a great songwriter team, Bill Rice and Jerry Foster, taken from a Budweiser commercial. When You Say Bud. Wish it had been the other way around. Wish the commercial would have generated off the song, but it didn't. It was the commercial and then the song. So, and I also do that song on the Next Generation.
You do? Okay.
Show that we do. Uh-huh.
And have you ever released any of your own music?
No. Just do this to keep his memory alive.
And then I must ask you about a couple more songs. Christmas tribute that he did to Elvis Presley and Bing Crosby came out many years ago that we play on the show quite often.
Yeah, it's a great song. And when the holidays roll around, I always post it on my Facebook page as well as the I Like Bob Lumen page here on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's got a friend of mine put a video to it, and it's just a great song.
It sure is, and one of our favorites. Another winter-type song, but it's not really, but it talks about a snowman, and that's one of his great classics, too, is The Great Snowman.
Yes, that was written by the wonderful J.D. Loudermilk.
Yes,
that's a great song, and one of my favorites as well, and I also do that one on the Next Generation Sons and Daughters show.
Okay, so it sounds like you keep a lot of your father's music alive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wrapping this up for today, how would you like your father's legacy to continue?
Well, I want everybody to remember him as the showman that he was. Brought everybody to their feet at the Grand Ole Opry. I used to hear all the time that there were two people that brought him to their feet, and it was Marty Robbins and my dad.
Okay.
And I still hear that to this day, but just want everybody to remember his beautiful voice and his two careers, basically one in rockabilly and one in country.
Yes.
The mark that he left in the music industry.
So we'll say so long for today. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, and hopefully we can get another interview in the future.
When you say love, you're telling everyone your moment's come, and you've found what you've been a-looking for. When you say love, you've said the only word that tells the world you never will be lonely anymore. You've got a pretty rainbow all your own, and at last you found your pot of gold. You're completely satisfied, feeling of contentment fills your soul. When you say love, it means you found your special one, and that you care enough to give your very best. When you say love, there's not another word that says so much, but that four-letter word means happiness. Your heart is given wings to touch the sky, much higher than the eagle dares to fly. If you took everything you've heard and tried to make a magic word, you'll find you've said all when you say love. Say love, it means you found your special one, and that you care enough to give your very best. When you say love, there's not another word that says so much, but that four-letter word means happiness. Your heart is given wings to touch the sky, much higher than the eagle dares to fly. Took everything you heard and tried to make a magic word. You'll find you've said it all when you say love. You'll find you've said it all when you say love.
Good morning and hear my radio. Come to life with music from my favorite bluegrass show. Now look at me, baby.
Howdy friends and listeners, this here's your old host with most. I'd like to tell you all about the 2026 Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Coming up the summer of 2026, happening from June 17th to the 20th, where you can see some of the greatest bluegrass legends of today, such as Jackson Hollow, High River, and of course, our headliner, Junior Sisk. The full weekend pass only costs $120 in advance, that's until June 1st of 2026. However, there will also be day passes available at the gate. So get yours today by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or by contacting Barb at 613-543-3114. See y'all there, friends.
Where we vow to love each other.
Music. It's
the only drug I use.
Well, yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that classic interview with none other than our good friend, Melissa Luman, the daughter of Bob Luman. Now, following that, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show, and it's that time in the program once again to pay tribute to an old-time record that I got sent the other day, and I received the other day, actually, by our good friend, Mickey Andrews, who was a longtime steel guitar player for Stompin' Tom Connors. Now, with that mentioned, Mickey did a lot of the soundtracks and the sound effects on Stompin' Tom's old albums. With that also shared, I would like to pay tribute to a vinyl blast from Vinyl Past with classic by none other than Mickey Andrews on steel guitar, and this will be an instrumental called Wabash Cannonball. We'll be back following this to play the official Way Back vinyl blast from Vinyl Past and then send us into the second hour. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening. Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program where I like to pay tribute to the vinyl blast from Vinyl Past. And as we do this, we must first open the vinyl vault door here at the Way Back with Johnny Show. Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, let's remember a couple of songs from the collection of the vinyl records that I have of Ray Griff, legendary pioneer of Canadian country music, and also singer-songwriter. With that, Ray would have celebrated his 86th birthday this last week, April 22nd. Known as the Pride of Alberta, I would also like to pay tribute to a couple of his all-time classics. First will be one of his favorites called The Winfield Amateurs, and then we'll follow with a song called I'll Love You Enough for Both of Us. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in. And yes, these here are from the original vinyl records of Ray Griff. Welcome in, friends.
Jackson, good old Jackson, turned in his clarinet stethoscope. Ruthie, pretty Ruthie, left her piano for a man who had high hopes. Robert, tin-eared Robert, packed up his saxophone for buildings to construct. Kenneth, brother Kenneth, locked up his banjo and then turned to selling trucks. I'm the last of the Winfield Amateurs. I was the drummer and I sang in the band. I had music. my soul, and it was the only goal.
For the lights of the Winfield Amateur. Stood by my side and gave me love that never stopped. Dandy, faithful Dandy, my little dog, the truest friend I've ever known. Jesus, precious Jesus, showed me the way when I was lost and all alone.
I sing my songs and play for the world today.
I've been blessed with fame and wealth, but I still think of myself
as the last of the Winfield Amateurs.
And yes, friends, we have reached the end of the first hour of the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. With that mentioned, I have a collection of sacred gospel songs. First, we'll hear from my good friend Tom Wilson of Brockville, Ontario, and an all-time classic called Keep on the Sunny Side. We'll then follow with the true king of country music, Roy Acuff, and Somebody Touched Me. And then we'll follow that with an all-time favorite by none other than Hank Williams, the Honky Tonk legend himself, and a sacred song called Calling You. With that, I hope y'all stick around for two more hours of great classic country. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
There's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. Though you meet with
with the darkness and strife, the sunny side may also find you.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we keep on the sunny side of life.
Crushing hope that we cherish so dear. Clouds and storms will in time pass away. The sun again will shine bright and clear.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we keep on the sunny side of life.
Each day, though the moment be cloudy or fair, let us trust in our Savior always, who keepeth everyone in his care.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we keep on the sunny side of life.
Somebody touched me. shining in his light every day and every night. Are you walking in and talking for the Lord?
If your soul's at testify, would the world hear your reply?
Are you walking in and talking for the Lord?
Would you shout his holy name or bow your head in shame?
Are you walking in and talking for the Lord? Are you walking?
Are you talking?
Are you talking? Are you walking in and talking for the Lord? Are you traveling in his light every day and every night? Are you walking in and talking for the Lord?
Yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of the limestone city of Kingston, Ontario. We can also be heard via www.cfrc.ca as well as www.oshawarocks.com. And we can also be heard, yes, via our